what are some unacceptable, not acceptable, can't use them, sources of square footage for MLS listings? That's Shawna Quisto. She's a luxury real estate broker, and she's going to give them to us right now. But the most important one right off the bat that is not acceptable as a source for MLS listings is?
Previous appraisals.
Okay, so let's discuss that one.
Yeah, so I had an MLS meeting this week, and it was interesting because we've had our new matrix changes, and that's a whole other, bucket of problems that we're experiencing. But there's going to be some changes in the appraisal, how the appraisals are done from the lender standpoint, okay? So that's going to take, that's going to be another topic. We don't have enough time to get into that right now. However, we have to be careful. And this is what I want all of you guys to know, because this is how we've done business in the past. We always ask when we're at a listing appointment, could we see your, what is the most recent measurement of your home? Most likely it is an appraisal, because an appraisal has the square footage. The appraiser comes in and measures the property and provides that, okay? But we're using that as a source, and now the problem is that's not ours. That's not ours to give. You have to think of it kind of like photos, right? You can't use somebody else's photos. You can't use somebody else's appraisal. So where you can use the previous appraisal is if you contact that appraiser and get written permission, then you can use that as a source. Otherwise, you cannot use it as a source. Okay? So we have to be very, very careful with that. So this is something you're going to have to educate and talk about with your sellers, that, my suggestion, just to keep everybody out of, to reduce your liability here, I think you use your tax source,
If it's correct.
How do you know?
Well, okay, so if you have an appraisal and it says one number that it was measured, and then if you have your survey or your tax, that's another.
If you see a big discrepancy, like ours, for example, would have a discrepancy, then my suggestion is, to save money there, contact the previous appraiser, ask him for written permission to use it as a source. They may not. I don't know how that's going to work out. They may want a fee for it, right? They may want you to provide them payment for it. I don't know. Or there is an appraiser who will go out and measure the property, and it's you pay a fee for that too. So you get an official square footage measurement that's current. That's probably your best option. But, tax is going to reduce liability on you and your seller. If your seller says, I'm not listing, it's a huge difference. It's going to put me in a different search category if I go with what this says, with what my tax says. I want to use what I know the square footage is. Well, that's putting the seller at a huge risk and liability, because something ever comes up, then he's going to have an issue. So just plan on getting a verifiable and square footage source and previous appraisal. Yes, you can use, but you must get permission. Email is fine. He can email it. You can get an email approval, no problem. Or you just plan as part of your listing package that you're going to have, we use Eric Bizcamp right now. I'm sure there's others, but Eric Bizcamp, schedule him. He's probably going to be completely bombarded, so you're going to have to plan for that. Have him come out and give you an official square footage measurement. So.
And about how much does that run? And sorry to put you on the spot.
It depends on the size, right, obviously, right. But I think it's anywhere from 150 to 250.
Okay. All right. And so I think this is a sales opportunity, mm-hmm. to show your professionalism in keeping them out of an issue. Mm-hmm. So you can always take just about any issue that comes up and turn it into a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what you're doing is you're the full professional, and you're taking the liability away from the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that appraisal, what it was is it was licensed to somebody else, and it's a single use for that, and you don't have, or mm-hmm. they is the don't have the right to reuse it.
Mm-hmm.
It's done in the lender's name, who was the one that requested the appraisal, assuming it was for a loan.
Correct.
Now, if the individual happened to do that
mm-hmm.
for some other reason, the reason that I could think of is maybe they need it for their CPA to do some type of financial statement or balance sheet reporting because they have a huge business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And they need to update how much things are valued at mm-hmm. on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And they are the party that requested the appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would have their name on it.
Yeah.
And there's a name on the front of it
right.
on who it's mm-hmm. prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have a name on there.
So kind of backtracking a little that I don't want to get into yet is with the change in how lenders are going to be, you know, handling appraisals, there's an opportunity that agents would be able to now do measurements. I think that's a horrible idea, and I don't want us doing that. So we're going to have to talk about, you know, kind of just see how this plays out, but we're going to have to get verifiable square footage. And if it costs a fee, it costs a fee, right? I mean, we're just going to have to.
Yeah, my guess is the way that it all rolls down
mm-hmm.
is this is a grab for appraisers to ensure that they get repeat business and get paid for their work
yeah.
when it's used.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's normally a transfer fee. If you move from one lender to another, they're super good about it. And they will transfer this and retype it. The only thing they change is the name on the front. And they typically had transferred it in the past. I don't remember today's number, but $75, $100 or something like that from one lender to another.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that it runs into something like that where you call the appraiser and you're like, yeah, sure, we'll retype it for you. It's $125. Here's the link. Please pay. We'll retype it and you'll have it in 48 hours.
Right.
And they change the name. Then that would be able to be used as a source. But that's my guess.
Yeah. You know, we just have to be careful. So I want to answer, Stacy had a question, is do we choose assessor or public record? It's assessor. If you use tax, that is from the tax assessor, so we're going to use assessor on that. Yeah.
Shauna knows her stuff.
Well, no, I just...
Yeah, well, you do.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no.
So, you know, this is kind of a thing. So when my dad was doing appraisals, you know, they get paid a very small amount for what...
They really
for the amount
do.
Of work that they have to do. They have to drive, go out, schedule, take pictures, do the measurements, and they have to come back and put together a whole report. And it's really in depth for what, $400? And then, you know, I don't know. So I think this
then
is
everyone
a result,
calls and complains.
This is a result of not addressing that problem way back years and years ago and letting them progress, you know, like everyone else in, you know, I don't know, the cost of their appraisal. So now, I mean, it's, now what the problem is we don't have enough appraisers to keep up with the demand here, and it's causing delays and this and that. So now, you know, they're coming up with this crazy idea that, you know, we're just going to do, you know, like a desktop appraisal, and agents can now measure and take care of that part. And I just...
No. The measurement is definitively an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's further reviewed, our policy has been that we don't allow you as an agent to provide a measurement. Because
no.
that's going to open up a monster issue.
Huge
so
liability.
There's no question about
how.
It. Our current policy yeah. is no, agents cannot do measurements for some nominal fee. And
I mean, that's
going to
fall under legal
liability.
Issues, insurance issues, how that's handled
yeah.
or covered if you have claims. And I, yeah.
You don't want to do that.
No.
You don't yeah. want to accept like $40 to do a measurement from somebody and drive out there and do that
no.
and open yourself up for like hundreds of thousands of dollars of
no,
liability.
No, if you
want
to be an appraiser, then go through the course and become an appraiser. But we should not be doing that. It's just another liability for us, and we're going to opt out.
Okay, so, and honestly, think about it. If
mm-hmm.
we're saying we're opting out for that same thing,
mm-hmm.
think how hard it is for appraisers to do it, right, for their income. And well,
if I was an appraiser, and I'm just saying, I would much rather just go give you an official square footage than have to go through all the other hoopla of the reporting. And if you can get $150 or $200 where you were getting $400 for doing all of it.
Well, so they don't actually get $400, and that's actually the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is you used to be able to request an appraisal directly from an appraiser, and you'd assign it directly to them, and they would get the full amount. Now they have to go through a management company, with air quotations. And
they don't
what
all,
happens,
but most
yeah,
of them.
And then that is randomly assigned, so it takes the bias out and the opportunity for people to get in cahoots, so to speak, to say, I need this house to appraise for this number.
Thank you, 2007.
Yep. So that was kind of the issue there. Mm-hmm. So when that happened is the management companies became very powerful. And they said, if you want an appraiser or an appraisal sent to you as a licensed appraiser, then you have to pay us this rather large fee.
So and they $400, would make, it's getting...
They would chop it to like chopped. $250. So they would say, we're going to pay $250 to the appraiser,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to keep the other $150 for themselves for managing and assigning the correct person to mm-hmm. it, to randomly assign the correct person.
Right.
So now they're only making, really, in that situation, $250. So like you're saying, should they just go out and measure themselves?
So I'm going to drive
and charge
an hour
$250?
To get, yeah.
So if they just measure, they'll probably get paid $250. Right?
So I see that... You know,
yeah, if you take it from them, they're going to eventually find a way to get it back.
Sure.
And that's about what happened. So there's the issue. And what I was saying earlier with there's a way to turn it and spin it. And what that would be is we're going to keep you out of liability.
Yes.
And this is the right way to do it. If somebody else did not say that, then they're not keeping you out of liability. That's our main job, is to get the highest and best price and to represent their best interest. And that includes... definitely staying out of legal problems.
And I would also think that if you are representing a buyer and you go in and you're also relying on their information, you should ask the question, has this been, you know, have you been approved to use this, you know, and do your due diligence there? Because if you accept it and this person, you know, didn't get approval and now you accept it, I don't know the liability there either. Right? Did you ask? Did you do your due diligence and ask if it was approved? So we just...
You know, the thing that I don't actually even know is with the approval, mm-hmm. is it approving you as the agent, the brokerage? Is it approving...
Well, everything I think falls under the broker.
So the broker has to get the approval to use it.
The broker, yes.
Not even the client who is the homeowner.
So if we're doing that, we need to be copied. We'll talk to Stacy. We'll get a plan.
There has to be a specific way that it's rewritten.
I just wanted you guys to be aware of this because we have listings coming up and we've always done that way in the past. I always think, well, that's the most accurate square footage that we have.
But so now going forward, they can totally just take and do a search and see who used this as a source and have huge
and
lawsuits.
Show me your approval.
Yes, and huge, huge lawsuits in volume.
So I'll give you a hint, too. Something else we'll be talking about very soon is the surveys. Is it a copyright violation?
Oh, Shauna, that's for another day. Let's hit the bell and get out of here.
Good time.